We're doing brachot of Yudam and Bet, Ikadamri. Others say Amar of Chista, Amar Ukva, Milo Efsid. What does the Mishnah say that one who reads Shema after the 3 hours didn't lose? Shelo Efsid brachot. He didn't lose the blessings. Tanya Nami Achi. We have a brisa like this. Akorim kan merach lo Efsid. Kadam shekoy b'Torah v'lo mevrech u'shtaim nefaneh v'achat l'achareha. It's not like reading Shema. It's more like reading Torah than Shema. But he does make the blessings before and after the Shema. Amar Mani Gadolah Koy Kachman Bonatay Tomer Sik b'Torah. One who reads Torah on time, within its proper time, is bigger than one who's dealing in Torah. It says he didn't lose, he's at least like someone who's learning Torah. It's indicating that reading on time is better. If you didn't get it on time, it's okay, so you're no worse than someone who's learning Torah. But you see, learning Torah is less than reading Shema on time. I say at night every person should read when they're lying down. By day, when they're standing. The pasuk describes reading Shema when you're lying and when you're standing. Say you could read it any way you want. Because the pasuk also says read Shema when you're en route. Obviously, it doesn't mean when you're en route. It means at that time. So what does the verse mean when you're lying and when you're standing? It means at the time that people are lying down, at the time that people are getting up. I was traveling and I leaned and I read my nighttime Shema lying down in accordance with Beit Shammai's opinion. And I endangered myself to fulfill that opinion because it was an area where there were armed bandits. The rabbi said to him, you would have deserved that if something would have happened to you. For you went against Beis Hillel, but Beis Hillel say you don't need to. Beis Hillel, they answer up why they say what they say. And they also answer up why they don't say like Beis Shammai. But why don't Beis Shammai say like Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai say, then why didn't the pasuk just say in the morning and at night if it was just connoting a time? The fact that the Torah used words lying down and getting up was to indicate that at that time lie down when you say it, and at that time stand up when you say it. What did Beis Shammai do with the fact that the pasuk continues and says, and when you're en route? They use that for a drasha, like it says in the Braisa. When you're sitting in your home, read Shema. That's an indication when you're in your home, to the exclusion of a time when you're busy doing a mitzvah. Then you don't have to stop the mitzvah to do Shema. Here we have the concept of osek b'mitzvah, patumina mitzvah. Here you have it. If you're busy doing one mitzvah, you don't have to do another mitzvah. That's what the Torah is telling you. I want you to read Shema when you're sitting in your own home, meaning you're not busy with another mitzvah. The pasuk continues and says, "Read Shema when you're traveling en route." Prat lechatan, to the exclusion of a chassan who's busy, his thoughts are busy, even though he's not osek b'mitzvah. It's not as obvious that he would be potter as the first case. There he's actually busy. The guy's busy doing a mitzvah. So there I would think, okay, he's busy doing a mitzvah. That's why he doesn't have to read Shema. But a chassan isn't actively busy doing a mitzvah. It's his thoughts that are perturbed with the mitzvah. That's what the pasuk came to tell me. When you're en route with your own business, stop and read Shema. But when your mind is busy with a mitzvah, then you're not obligated to read Shema. Mikan amu, from here our sages taught, hakoneset abtula patu, if someone's marrying a virgin, he is patur from reading Shema because his thoughts are all busy. But if he's marrying a widow, so that's a different story. His thoughts aren't as worried about it. It's not as complicated. So he should read Shema. The Gemara says, wait a second, where'd you get all this from? How does all this derive from the pasuk? Amar Rav Papa ki derech. This is derived, it says, uvlechtcha ba derech. So you reach ma like a path. Ma derech eshut, just like paths are a place where it's permissible to go. There's no b'shoch b'cha, b'shivtecha b'vesecha, b'lechtecha ba derech. When you're sitting, when you're going, are all like the derech. Just like the derech is something you could go on, you could not go on. There's no mitzvah to travel this road or another road. So, af kol reshut, by the same token, when it describes sitting at home and traveling on the road, it's talking about sitting and traveling that is not busy with the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, wait a second, who told you? Maybe the pasuk's talking about a guy who's traveling to do a mitzvah. He's traveling to save someone's life. He's busy doing a mitzvah. Torah says, and when you're traveling on that road to do mitzvah, say Shema. Who told you not to read it that way? Maybe the Torah was telling you the exact opposite. Even if you're traveling to do a mitzvah, stop and read Shema. Says the Gemara, no. Because in Ken, if that's what the Torah meant to say, Lichtov Rachmana, the Torah should have said, read Shema b'sheves uvelechetz, in sitting and in traveling. My b'shivticha uvelechticha, why does the Torah say in your sitting, in your traveling, to teach you b'shevet didach uvelechet didach? When it's your sitting, you're busy doing your thing, you're not doing a mitzvah. You're busy doing your traveling, you're not doing a mitzvah. That's why it's called b'lechticha, your traveling. That's when you have to read Shema. Hu d'mechayvet, then you're obligated to read Shema. Hade mitzvah petirat. But if you were traveling to do a mitzvah, or you're at home doing a mitzvah, then you're potter from reading Shema. Ihachi, says the Gemara, if so, afilu konest almana nami. So then why do you say a guy who's marrying an almana doesn't have to, is not a potter from reading Shema? Well, he should also be potter. Answers the Gemara, hai tarit vai lo tarit. No, this one, his mind is so busy, that's why he's potter. A guy who's marrying an almana, it's not the same thing. He's not, his mind isn't so preoccupied, he could focus on Shema. Says the Gemara, wait a second, if it's about preoccupation, imishum tilda afilu tavas pinato bayam nami, then if that's the idea, so then maybe if a guy just suffered a big loss, his stocks just plummeted, his ship with all his goods just sank at sea, he can't read Shema now, his mind is like, what am I going to do my business? So maybe then we'll also say, you don't have to read Shema, v'chitei ma'achi nami, maybe you'll tell me, yeah, you're right. Alam amal bi'aba b'zav da'amarav. And then why are we taught that a mourner is obligated in all mitzvahs other than tefillin? And tefillin, the only reason he's potter is, and tefillin are referred to as a glory, and an avel is referred to as one whose head is covered with ash. So that's why, with dust. So you can't put tefillin on a place that's called dust. So that's why the Torah teaches us an avel doesn't put on tefillin. But you see, every other mitzvah he's got to do. His mind isn't calm. He's preoccupied. So you see that an avil has to say Shema, and a guy who lost business has to say Shema. Answers the Gemara. Hatam tarit yodad mitzvah, hatam tarit yodad derashut. The basic difference is, what's his mind busy with? The chasan, his mind is busy with the mitzvah. He's going to be with his wife that night. That's what he's worried about. The guy who lost business, okay, it's a rishus. It's a good thing to have business. You got to have a parnasa, but that's not that type of mitzvah. Ubet shamayim. So here, this works better with the Bach. Ubet hilel haktiv b'shivtcha v'itechov lechtcha baderech lamali. Why does it say b'shivtcha v'isechan melechtcha baderech? That's to teach me that even when he's en route, he should also read the Shema. Let's read Rashi. Beisilel agreed, the Pasuk is teaching me that a chassan does not have to read Shema. Osuk b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah teaches me a concept. If I'm busy with one mitzvah, I don't have to do another one. But in passing, I also understood, I understand, but what's the Pasuk say? When you're traveling on your path to the exclusion of a mitzvah, you have to read Shema. But the Pasuk is referring to traveling, so obviously the Pasuk does not necessitate lying down or standing up, because it allows you to read when you're traveling. So that's an indication as well that b'shoch b'chon b'kumecha is not to necessitate specifically lying down or standing up when you read Shema.